Good morning. We're continuing Chayyot Mehilchos Shabbos, Klal Yud, talking about the Melacha of Choresh. We mentioned that one of the forms of Choresh that the Chayyotim touches upon is the concept of being Mashra Gumus, of making the ground flat by filling in the holes, by reducing the rises so that the ground is more ready and consistent with the plowing process, which will take place afterwards. And the planting process will take place afterwards. So that's all goes under the umbrella of the Melacha of Choresh. In a world where they lived with dirt floors inside of their homes, so flattening out the floor of their home was a common thing as well. But that actually goes under the umbrella of the Melacha of Bona. Inside of the house, this process of Bona, this is part of the binyan of the house, is to be able to have a nice flat functional floor that a person shouldn't trip and hurt themselves because there's something rise in one place and there's a depression in another place. So flattening out the earth and floor of the house is considered a tolda of bona. Now Chazal came along because of this process of either choresh when it's in the field or bona when it's in the house. Chazal were afraid that certain activities would lead a person to actually come and do this. So one example is sweeping the floor. When a person is sweeping the floor, which they have a dirt floor, so they are filling in the crevices which have developed on the floor with the dirt as they're moving it around. And since they are also right now in trying to make the floor more usable, so it would make sense for them to intentionally try and fill those things in. So there's a gzeir in that situation. Another gzeir which Chazal put in place was doing activities on the ground which need a flat surface. So a person could be playing marbles on the ground. So it's very hard to play marbles if the ground is uneven. You want it to be flat. So Chazal came along and said, you can't play certain games, mishkakim, certain types of games on the floor, which require a flat floor, because there's a gzera that a person might come to be master gumois, might come to try and fill in the holes, and lower the rises and try and make a flat surface. Playing on a flat surface inside of the house, the table, etc., they never made such a gzeiru. Now the question comes up, let's say you have a floor which is tiled, a floor which has some type of covering on it, and therefore by definition the floor is flat already, and the concern doesn't apply. It's not a dirt floor anymore. Do we look at that as being distinct and separate? Does that still go into the gzeira that Chazal put in place? So in general, the assumption is, if you're living in a city where there are floors which are not covered, so even the floors which are covered go into this gzeira, and they're part of the gzeira, because if we're going to allow in these floors, people will do it in those floors, and that's a problem. If you live in a city where every single home has a covering on top of the dirt on the ground, so then there is a much stronger room to be mako. The same thing comes true with regards to sweeping. We're annoyed to sweep our floors. The reason why we're annoyed to is because we live in homes which all have floorboards. So the gzeira that you might come to Masha Gumas doesn't apply because we live in homes. All of our homes are merutzav. They're tiled. They have floorboards, so therefore the gzeira doesn't apply in that situation. So on a practical level, that issue is much more relevant if a person's outside and they're trying to sweep a patio. So they put their sukkah on the patio and they want to sweep the floor of the sukkah, and the patio is tiled. See, if there are no cracks in between the tiles, it's a composite, which the whole thing is one unit, so the actual gzeira, the actual concern doesn't apply. But outside, there are areas which are paved, the areas which are covered, and the areas which are not. And sometimes people use areas which have dirt in them. So the gzeir would apply that a person should have, would have an issue of sweeping the situation because of this gzeir. On the other hand, along the same lines, playing outside with on surfaces where the children are playing on the grass, games which require the area to be the place to be a flat surface, that is a concern as well. So these gzeiros, which maybe do not apply inside the homes, still apply when you're dealing with outside, even if you're dealing with a area which is covered, because of the concern of extending it to areas which are not covered as well. So those are some of the examples which I'll put in place for the Malach of Cheresh. Have a good day.